Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
5:39 here on News Talk 830 WCCO. There is a really special event going on this weekend that touches all of the points that I care about. One, it's raising money for an incredible cause. Two, there's going to be a lot of chili. And right now, this time of year, we need it, right? And three, it's a tribute to my great friend, Jack Riebel, the chef who opened Butcher and the Boar, was the chef at the Lexington, and Jack lost a battle. I don't know if saying he lost a battle is right. He fought like hell against cancer, and cancer took him from us far too soon. But this is one way his family has decided to carry on his legacy. I'm so glad to have his brother, Andrew Riebel, with us, and Sarah Johannes from the St. Paul College, and that's who's putting on the event. It's a fundraiser for culinary students there. Thank you guys for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having us, Jason.
Explain the story first as to why you guys wanted to do a chili cook-off in Jack's memory.
Well, the decision came right from the chef himself. He right about this time last year, when we knew that the end wasn't too far away, he asked me, or I don't think he asked me necessarily, he just suggested. He said, you know, I think a chili cook-off at St. Paul College once a year would be a great way to celebrate my legacy. And so this spring I started out on a mission to try and make that come true, and here we are. We're just a couple of days away from the first annual Chef Jack Riebel Chili Bowl.
Jack died in December of 2021. And, you know, one of the beautiful things about his journey through cancer is the fact that we all, you and I and many others, got to spend such good time with him because we knew the outlook was poor.
Yeah, that's right. We did get those couple years with him, and that was a lot of time to spend working through it all.
But it also meant he was telling us all the things that we had to do for him when he was gone. That's part of the deal.
Well, and not only that, but, you know, now that I've been involved with St. Paul College and seeing what they're doing over there, I've gotten on to the advisory committee for the culinary arts program.
Oh, yeah, we're putting him to work.
That's good. And so I think it's the chef's put me to work, too. So he's put me on this path that is leading to other things, too. So he's working his magic.
Sarah Johannes is a culinary arts instructor, department chair over there at St. Paul College. You've been there for 7 years now or so.
Yeah.
And you had a great run running restaurants, and you were on Top Chef.
I was on Top Chef. In fact, you used to come in and see me at the airport.
I do remember seeing you at that
sushi.
Yes.
Every time you went to the airport, you'd stop and show you and say hi.
We would come to the airport early just to come have your food. So
thank you.
It's true. You can tell your students now who are like, what? What is that? What? Top Chef? Is that interesting working? I mean, you've been now for a long time working with, I hate to say young people because it's not always younger people at St.
No,
Paul
we
College.
Have a very diverse class of students.
From age and
All backgrounds, all kinds of stuff. So it's not just your typical college age students. We get retirees coming in, people who are changing their careers. The pandemic certainly made people question their trajectory in life a little bit.
Yeah.
And some of those people are coming to see us now to open their own businesses or to start a restaurant, catering, or just learn more about food.
The chili cook-off is this Sunday, and you guys, I should know this since I'm like emceeing this thing, but it's indoors.
Yes.
I thought it was going to be outside. I'm like, man, it's going to be cold. My wife asked me this morning. She's like, is this inside or outside? I'm like, I guess I should have come to a meeting because I do not know what I'm talking about. Tell me what the cook-off is going to be like. You have a ton of chefs who are making special chilies for people to test.
Yes, we have great local chefs from all over the Twin Cities, and we have a live jazz band, one of Sarah's favorite bands.
Southside Aces.
Oh, Southside Aces are terrific.
And playing some of that good New Orleans jazz, which Jack loved, of course. And we have the Surly Beer Truck, and we have wine and all kinds of things that we're going to be enjoying.
It's going to be a great time, and it's from 2 until 5 on Sunday, and all of the money you raise goes back to culinary scholarships for young, and again, not young, but for students at St. Paul College, which is, I mean, Jack donated all of his cookbooks over to the college. Sarah, how important is it to get these scholarships?
It's so important to our students. A lot of them come to us from lots of different trajectories in life, and this is something that removes a lot of barriers for people.
Andrew, what's been the hardest part? It's been 10 months now without your brother.
Yeah, I think while we were doing this planning, it's been hard for all of us that are directly involved. You know, we have to be a little more intimately involved with some of it than we might otherwise be. But I think as we approach the event now, it's starting to feel like a really good therapy for all of us. We have all kinds of people coming out to support us and support the cause, and I think that's just going to be great for all of us. And it's what Jack wanted. So here we are.
It is healing to kind of come together and know that you're helping carry out something that he wanted to do.
That's right.
He made a mean chili. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
And you've got some amazing chefs in the lineup. You had sent me the list, and it's top chefs from all over town.
Yeah. Thomas Bamer from Revival.
Stephen Brown, St. Genevieve and Tilia, and we got people from Casetas.
Mm-hmm. Oh, fun.
And not just your typical chilies, too. Like, we have a seafood chili that's going to be there. We have a vegan chili that's going to be there.
Awesome.
Local free-range turkey chili.
Yep.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yep.
All right, tickets are $40 for adults, and there's a VIP package that comes with, like, a hat and a mug, and you get two votes. I like that for extra money, you're allowing people to stuff the ballot box.
That's true.
I grew up in the Chicago area. This is very close to my heart. You should be able to pay more and be able to stuff the ballot box.
We are not above buying votes.
I think that's great. So 2 to 5 p.m. and people can buy it at the door.
Yep.
Or you can go online. If you go to Saint, spell it out, S-A-I-N-T, paul.edu. How about this? I'll just put it on our show page. I'll put it on Facebook and Twitter. You can find it there. But otherwise, just come over to the college, right?
Yep.
Show up and have a good time. Eat 9 bowls of chili and drink a few Surly beers.
How big are these bowls? How much? This is going to affect my weight loss program. I'll tell you that much. Thank you guys so much for coming in. I hope to see so many CCO listeners out there to support. If you love restaurants, you need cooks. And you need managers, and so we need people to go through your program there at St. Paul College. Andrew, Sarah, thank you.
Thanks for having
you.
Us.
5:47. Back in a minute on CCO. The latest dumb story circling the internet is that Gen Z has canceled the thumbs up emoji. It's over.
They can take the thumbs up emoji out of my cold, dead hands.
That's
Jason.
Right. Listen, millennials, stop writing these stories that are pitting Gen Zers against Gen Xers.
Yeah.
We just want to be left alone.
Yeah.
Gen Z, if you don't want to use the thumbs up emoji, don't. I don't care. Take your out of focus, weird photos that you're putting on your B Reels and your Snapchats, and you can stick an emoji right up your laughing, crying face. I don't know. Some dingbat who writes for the New York Post sees an article on Reddit, a post. One Reddit poster confessed to being not adult enough to be comfortable with the thumbs up emoji reaction. Others chimed in and had their wish list for emojis to get rid of. I want to spend a little, I mean, this is a topic that we need to go in depth on. I want to spend a little more time with this tomorrow.
Do we really?
Top emojis that we need to get rid of. So people need to think about this. What emojis you want to get rid of. Dan, you have an emoji you don't care for.
Well, I just think there's so many animal emojis. You know, there's like 15 different kinds of fish. Do we really need all? I mean, it's a lot to have to scroll through to get to what you want to do.
I need a lawnmower emoji. This is very important for my Instagram content.
Because you're an influencer, yeah.
Derusha Seeds is the influence account. The influence account. It's the account I created to try to throw people off the track of knowing what I was going to do with my career. Little did I know, maybe that is my career. Lawn influencer. Henry Lake's coming up next.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.